Thank you, Lord. This is Sunday, the 22nd of July, 2018. And this morning, before coming in here, the Lord spoke to me. I didn't get a chance to really look up any scriptures, but I'm just going to talk to you a minute about extremism. Extreme is just going beyond what's normal, you know. Satan's into extremes. And in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he brought up to me like foot washing ceremonies. I remember back in when we were first in the Pentecostal movement that had foot washing services, and I can remember it just made my skin crawl. Well, people take what Jesus meant, spiritually speaking, and they take it and did natural things, even though talked about each other, stabbed each other in the back. But they did their foot washing ceremony. And you have to understand, Jesus walked under the old covenant. He was called to the house of Israel, and they had a natural covenant. He spoke to them about spiritual things, but he knew used natural application. That's all they could understand. That's what the kind, they were under the law. It was a completely natural covenant because they were spiritually dead, all of them. And I've seen this, well, it's infiltrated the body of Christ because it's the spirit of the world, just natural. We get into extremes concerning things. Well, God's not into extremes except extremely seeking Him, extremely in the Word of God, and extremely praying in the Spirit. And I think even then, you can get to the point that if you're spending so much time doing that you're never out doing what He told you to do. So you can even get too extreme, maybe even that, to the point that we use that sometimes as an excuse to not go. Y'all hear what I'm saying? To not go. That comes back to that, our four walls, and not penetrating out beyond those four walls. But I think what the Lord was showing me today is this. Many years ago on radio, in fact, in 8 years of radio, I had one tape request. And it was a lady that wanted the tape I taught on the fasting lifestyle. And I'd heard that from Brother Hagin. He talked about not getting into extremes, and he decided that if his body screamed for something, he said no. He'd go a day without it. Now in the body of Christ, we're geared to be religious. So I can remember a time when we were new to it, and we had some friends, and we was talking about we was going to do a 40-day fast. Well, one of the people in the mix, 2 days, he's in the Taco Villa line, you know, getting burritos and ended up making himself sick, you know. So, you know, we think these kind of extremes make you holy. Extremism. Isn't it true? I know usually most all Pentecostal women, when we first came in Assembly of God, these were the old school Pentecostals, and they kind of resembled the oneness group with the bun and don't shave their legs, don't wear any makeup, you know, wear long dresses. To look holy, an appearance of holiness. But it's nothing holy about it. People take outside things and do outside things to try to appease their flesh or try to make them feel better about themselves or to feel holy. But I would say to you today, and this is what the Lord's taught me over the years, is this. Being temperate, that's a fruit of the Spirit. Temperate is you never go overboard in anything. You just walk a balanced line. See, the devil wants you over here and all over the place. That's where he wants you. It just scattered all over the place. And just being so strict on yourself that when you do get a little freedom, you go ape. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because really, he's declared all food clean. But we get into this. This is a holy food and this is a unholy food. That stalk of broccoli is righteous. But that brownie, it's from the pit of hell. Come on now, this wasn't even part of what I was going to do today, but the Lord brought it up. Sometimes I say, Lord, I wish you hadn't got me into that mess. I didn't want to do that. He said, well, I did. I wanted to get in the middle of it. I need to get in the middle of it. Why? Because this is the kind of stuff that strongholds are built on. Let's read a scripture. One I did run in there and look at right quick. This is over in Hebrews, where it talks about the old covenant and the kind of things that they did. Now, this is chapter 6. Verse 1, it says, therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrines of Christ the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works, dead formalism, and of the faith by which you turn to God, with teachings about purifying, the laying on of hands, the resurrection from the dead, and eternal judgment and punishment. These are all matters of which you should have been fully aware long, long ago. If God permits, we will now proceed to advanced teaching. So he's talking about coming out of the external, which was under the old covenant. You have to understand that's all they knew. And so Jesus used these natural applications, but he, in essence, he had a spiritual meaning to all of it. The foot washing, what was that about? The greatest in the kingdom is the servant. He didn't say go in your churches and have foot washings and to pretend to do something that you really don't do at all. Just a ritual, just like taking communion. A lot of people don't receive the benefit of this. It's actually the exchange of a Jesus body for your body. His blood for yours. The blood price that was on you. The devil had you. Only blood could get you back. People take it and it's just a ritual. They just do it because, you know, that's just what you do in church. And there's things like this that we just do because we've been brought up as just something you do in church. And there's no meaning, but they continue to do it. And it's not benefiting them at all. But the things that Jesus did, he walked out the old covenant, so he couldn't do anything but, you know, what was laid down in their law, because he had to finish it. And when he was nailed to the cross and he said it is finished, it was gone. All the old rituals and rules of diet and all of these kind of things that they were under was gone. And it opened the way now to a new covenant that you walk in the Spirit and you're led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God leads you in how you're to act. And he gave us temperance to walk by balance, be well balanced, sober of mind. See, what people don't understand, when these extremes show up, it's an unbalanced mind. See, strongholds. And I'm telling you, and you can study it for yourself, but I believe this is true, I have found. When you have a stronghold in an area, it will speak to you and you will think it's God. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? But it's the truth. It's an edifice that is blocking God's frequency to you. It makes you say things and do things and act in ways and you think it's God when it is not, because there's a blockage. What God is saying can't get through. Because what is a stronghold? Satan wants to build a tower that will keep you from hearing from God and obeying God and going forward and getting where you need to go. He wants to have a stronghold over your life, and he wants to call the shots, and he wants to control you. You know, Paul said, you know, not to get on somebody that doesn't have that knowledge yet. In other words, What is meat and idol, the idol and presenting a sacrifice? The idol is nothing. The meat is nothing. Just eat it and give thanks. But if you see a brother and they don't know that and you offend them, you're the one that's wrong. In other words, your convictions and how God is leading you, you don't put that off on somebody else and try to judge them. You let God deal with them, because it says the one that can say they only eat herbs, he's a weak brother. They'll come along if you will let God do it and not you try to make them do it or get on them all, you know. Because it says if they believe a certain way and you come along and say, nah, it's all right, and then they eat and then they feel condemned and guilty. See, they have to come to that conclusion themselves. God has to work in them and show them. We can't go around correcting people about their diets and about whatever extremes that they do in their life. Now, the word can be presented that will help that person with those strongholds. But I'm telling you today, you have to be careful with the externalism. It has nothing to do, unless the Lord says, whatever he says you do it, you do it. But trying to apply these natural rituals with the Word of God can get us into trouble. That's religion. Man-made things. Man-made things. Well, if I could just do this more, I know I'd be happy. Does that ever work? Have y'all ever found that to work? If I just had more of this, I'd be happy. Or if I could just get out of this situation, I'd be happy. The greatest thing about Paul was it didn't matter what situation he was in, wherever God placed him. Even when he listed all the things that were coming against him and all the things, being shipwrecked and beaten and thrown in jail and all these kind of things, the man was even. Okay, I think that's all of that.